Morning Zone. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to see you here. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Jeffrey Toobin pulled up his big boy pants. Thankfully, he pulled up his pants. And now he's back on CNN. Yeah, I guess masturbating with all your colleagues on Zoom still can't get you fired if you're a communist at that news network. That's right. Number two, the squad on the hunt for West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. But I can safely say all the yelling and kicking and screaming and bullying will likely do nothing more than solidify Manchin's opposition to the radical agenda. And number one, President Joe Biden, I think, is on day two now of his eight-day swing. His first international trip to attend the G7 summit in Europe, among other things. And I've got great news for you here today. I'm joking, of course, because I don't really care what they think of the United States in Germany or France. I don't. I mean, France, they've got Emmanuel Macron as their president. Angela Merkel is in charge of Germany. These are left-wing people. Globalists, actually. But our standing on the world stage in polls has gone up since Joe Biden became president. And I file that under, I don't really care. We were doing better with the previous administration in so many ways. But the Pew Research surveys show majorities of the citizens across those countries, more than 6 in 10, express confidence in Biden to do the right thing in world affairs, whatever that means. Do the right thing. Well, I will give credit where credit is due. There is one right thing to do. The president is sending 500 million doses of the vaccine worldwide because, well, people in the United States are saying we're not going to take it. And so he announced that the United States is buying 500 million doses to be sent all over the world. Here's what he said.
With confidence, we have enough vaccines to cover every American who wants one. We announced that we would donate 80 million doses of our own vaccine in-house now to supply the world by the end of June. Many of these doses are shipping to countries around the world as we speak. And today, we're taking a major step that will supercharge the global fight against this pandemic. In my direction, the United States will purchase an additional 500 million doses from Pfizer vaccine, that will donate nearly 100 low and lower middle-income countries.
So there you go, 500 million doses, and that's the right thing to do. Of course, we would have done that under any president, including Donald Trump. As we look around at as to whether or not people like us around the world, does it really matter to you? It does not matter to me if the socialists of France like the United States or the socialists of the UK or Germany like the United States. I could care not a bit less than I do right now, which is not at all. What I care about is this country, and we have some real problems that we're facing right now. We're going to cover those in detail today because we've got a lot of different things to cover this day. Different challenges, the border, the economy, the problems that we're facing with leadership. And I don't think that there's actually true confidence in leadership in this president. I know you don't have it. I don't have it. I mean, how can you be confident of a guy who can't read a teleprompter when the font is 3 feet high, who goes to bed at what, 7:30 at night and gets up at 8 o'clock in the morning? The guy does not have the stamina, the vigor, the mental acuity to do the toughest job in the world. He doesn't have it. And if you're not sharp and you can't think on your feet, this is not the job for you. And worse, good Lord, worse, is the vice president. What a disaster she has turned out to be. I mean, this is just terrible. Every time she's challenged, she laughs at the interviewer. I want to show you something from Univision. Happened just yesterday afternoon with Kamala Harris and an interviewer from Univision who is pressing her on when are you going to go to the border? When are you going to get your act together and go to the... It's been 75 days now or whatever it's been. It's going on 3 months. Your borders are... How in the world do you understand how to solve the problem if you don't go see the problem and understand what you're looking at? Do you live in denial the whole time? Anyhow, pick up the clip here. Listen to this.
responder. ¿Cómo le responde usted a él?
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border. And also, if we are going to deal with the problems at the border, we have to deal with the problems that cause people to go to the border, to flee to the border. And that is the root causes. So my first trip as Vice President of the United States was to go, in terms of a foreign trip, to Guatemala, to be on the ground there, to address and to be informed of the root causes. Why are the people of Guatemala leaving?
Do you
Nobody's
have a
buying
date,
this, by
una fecha
way.
Para su viaje a la frontera para ver la situación con sus propios ojos?
I will keep you posted.
I'll keep you posted. I'm not going, is the answer there. She won't answer the question because there's no plan to go to the border. And as you look at this, it occurs to me that maybe they're setting Kamala Harris up to fail. Maybe that's the intent here. Maybe she's the fall guy because nobody sees her as being competent in the job, and it gets worse every day. Every time she laughs and cackles at a question, a serious question, are you going to the border? What are we doing to stop the problem? Going to Guatemala, basically, and arguing with the president of Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and Mexico, who all say the problem has nothing to do with climate change, which is not a serious answer. Economics, sure, people have been coming to America because of economic issues in their home country for years, but we're seeing people come across the southern border from 150 different countries right now, 150, give or take, because the whole world knows the southern border of America is open right now. And this administration is doing nothing to change that. Nothing. This is not a serious person, Kamala Harris. I don't know if it's a competent person. I mean, how do you take that person seriously when she's asked about, are you going to go to the border? What is that? I'm not finished. You're finished with a lot of Americans right now, I can assure you of that. Because nobody takes this seriously. Nobody takes Kamala Harris seriously. She's the border czar. Yeah, okay. And I'm the king of England. Get a clue. This is embarrassing for all of us. It's an embarrassment to what's going on. And how bad is the border? Well, when we come back after the break, we're going to hear about the drugs coming over the border, killing people. We're having more deaths today from illegal drugs coming over the border than at any time in American history. Drugs like heroin and fentanyl are killing people at a rate higher than at any time in American history. Overdoses, all-time high. Why? Well, people are sitting home vacationing, getting $1,400 stimulus checks, which is stimulating the drug trade in some places, and facilitating gun sales in other places. You know, just think about where that money's being spent, that $1,400. Lots of folks are buying guns because the police are being defunded, so they're protecting themselves. Other folks are out buying drugs. Do you really think that the $1,400 helped or hurt this country? Let that, you know, roll around for a bit. Was it good or bad, all these stimulus checks flying around? Who benefited? Quick break. I'll let you think about it. I'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.